Welcome to Third Shot Podcast, where we get to share our love for the game, but also introduce some amazing guests within the pickleball community. If you haven't already, go ahead and find us on Instagram and Facebook at Third Shot Podcast. You can also watch us on YouTube at Third Shot Podcast. And if you love X, you can find us there too, but it's at Third Shot Pod. And we've got another great episode today. Grab your drinks and let's kick it off with our first shot.
Kick it off. Cheers. Kick it off.
Cheers.
I like that in the intro that you do, Bridgie, you say the love of the game. We do all have the love of pickleball. I was just curious, because I was thinking about this earlier, because I just, you know, came off a weekend, had a great time playing. And I was thinking to myself, why do I love playing this game so much? And there's so many different reasons, right? I mean, it does so much for me physically. Like, it gives me energy. I get the exercise that, you know, I used to do all the time. But lately, you know, as I get older, I don't play as many sports. I don't get the exercise anymore. But I think what it also does for me, at least, is that, you know, work is such a grind at times. I need something just to get me away and to clear my mind and think about not about work at all and just have a good time and focus on something else that really grabs me. And that's what pickleball does for me. So I think it really does a lot for me, both mentally as well as physically. But I wanted to ask you guys, like, why do you guys love it so much?
Yeah, I think you kind of hit the nail on the head there. It's definitely fulfilling, where not only are you getting the benefits of exercise and being able to move your body and being active, but that social piece of it, I think, is what sets it apart from other things, because you've been involved, like you said, in so many sports. But what really makes pickleball special, in my opinion, is that you get that socializing piece of it and like the camaraderie, and it's just a really fun, lighthearted atmosphere that I don't think that I've gotten from playing other sports necessarily. I mean, it's there, but it's not as much of a focus or as evident to me as it is in pickleball.
Yeah. You know what, kind of jumping off what you just said, Bridgie, it's like when you play other sports, you're like bonding with your team, right? That's usually, we both play a lot of team sports. So when you bond with your team, but you don't necessarily bond with your competitors.
That's true.
For some reason in pickleball, you bond with your competitors. Like, that's part of the fun. It's like, by the time you get done playing a day, you've made new friends, and you probably never played with them on the same team. You played against them all day, but they became your friend.
How many of those people, like, do you actually end up playing with, like, you're now like partner with? Because it seems like we were going over your laundry list of people that you play with, all having the same like three names.
Right.
But did most of those start out as competitors, aside from Bridgie?
Number one. You know what's funny about that, Russ? We talked about this, that I did the laundry list. There's a whole bunch of combinations. I forgot one person that I did partner with. His name was Frank, and that's my dad's name.
Oh, okay.
Like, okay.
Another one.
There we go. Yeah, so you can add another one to the list. Nice. How many people do I play with? Like, in a day, I probably play with 10 to, I don't know, 10 plus people, different people, something like that. Yeah. How about you, Bridgie?
I think it depends. Like, if my intention is like, I call up a group of friends and we go out to the courts, then it's really only that group that I end up playing with. If I go out with you to the courts and it's just the two of us and we go to every single court just to try to find a place or to let people play with us, then yeah, I think the number does end up getting between like 10 and 20.
Yeah. Like, when I go down and we play together and we go to Sunset, there's 20 some odd courts, right? So yeah. we're just a little pickleball butterflies. We're just flying around.
Whoever will let us put our paddles down on their court.
Yeah.
That's where we end up.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. And you're also probably, you're passing out the stickers for the show to get people to
listen.
We do that. We definitely do that. But your mom actually mentioned this to me last time we were down there. For whatever reason, Bridgie, when we play, and let's say we win, and people are challenging us, all of a sudden the line of paddles that want to challenge us just gets longer and longer. It's like,
yes,
courts, there's people that want to get challenged over there. Why are you coming after us all the time?
I know, and I was joking because I was like, does that mean they think that they could beat us? Like, you know, you want to pick on the weak one so then they could take over the court? Or is it because we're out there having so much fun? I don't know.
I hope it's that one.
Me too.
Yeah.
Well, Russ, you really enjoy playing with your son. So that's kind of a different aspect also, or, you know, it's a whole family thing.
Yeah. It's just, it's fun. You know, it's like more bonding time, just more hanging out, having fun. I do notice, you know, because now it's like, you know, like your entire Instagram feed, right? Just when you look up one or two pickleball things, it just becomes all pickleball. What you notice that's kind of interesting about pickleball is you've got a lot of people hugging and smiling in photos, right? Like when you look at other sports, it's like you get these different, like, I don't know, like whatever, like baseball or something, you get these people that are standing there like trying to look tough or whatever, you know. It's like, right. No, these people are just having fun. So I wonder, I don't know, it's interesting.
Well,
just even note that
it's funny you mentioned that, because as I was thinking this to myself earlier today, I decided to kind of, I want to do a little research on this. And I found an article, and it is a report from Apple. And Apple did this study, people wearing Apple Watches, right? So they did this study, and I'm going to read it to you. It says, per the study, the self-reported scores of depressive symptoms were 60% lower among frequent pickleball players compared to the general group of study participants. 60% lower, that's significant percentage.
Yeah,
it is.
So the whole smiling thing, I think, really has something to that, right? It just keeps people in a better frame of mind, that they're happier. I mean, the story goes in to a lot of different scientific reasons. It says it's attributed to a number of different reasons, including the sport's impact on hormones, neuromuscular coordination, resilience, and more. Like all these things are kind of factoring into reducing depression. I thought that was so cool.
That's amazing. Pretty cool. Yeah. And I'm wondering, like you said, it is pickleball specific because it goes into only pickleball specifics, right?
Yeah. This report was specifically about pickleball. Later in the report, it talked about racket sports in general, but that stat was specifically about pickleball players.
Huh.
They said racket sports in general was really good for your health, which makes sense, right? The cardiovascular and everything.
Right.
But I just think that pickleball just, I don't know, it hit at the right time. Like with COVID, tragic, obviously. But it brought so many people in, and it kept everybody kind of in good spirits during a really difficult time in the world, right? It's not just our country, in the world. That's the reason why pickleball got picked up by so many different people. And that's why I think the latest stat in America is like 50 million people played pickleball. 50 million.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It was a crazy stat that how much it has grown. And I don't think it's stopping.
I sure hope not.
Exactly.
I think it's just going to keep on growing, which is really cool.
That's the last 15 or 20 of those people to listen to the show, the 15 or 20 of the 5 million or so that are not listening right now. I think that's about what we're missing, right?
Well, what you're saying, Russ, about the niches?
Exactly. The riches are in the niches.
So we have a niche of 50 million. There's got to be riches in there somewhere.
Exactly.
So it also went on to say that pickleball keeps your brain sharp. So that was a cool thing to learn, that, you know, it's actually making your brain waves faster and reacting quicker by playing pickleball. And this was especially pertinent to people, you know, getting up in age. It was keeping their brain active and quicker. So they weren't getting into, obviously, the depression part of it, but other problems as well with their health.
Nice.
Yeah. I thought that was really cool.
And now I guess I know, you know, when I press all these buttons on my Apple Watch, that all that data is going to become an article someday.
You are a part of that study.
That's right. That's right.
Nice.
So I thought that was really cool. And it's, you know, very relevant to the people that we have on today. So before we get to bring them on, I do want to thank everybody for supporting all of us on our social media and our website. Again, social media, we're on Instagram, Facebook at Third Shot Podcast, on the X on Third Shot Pod, and then our website, which is thirdshotpodcast.com, and YouTube, Third Shot Podcast. So please keep subscribing and supporting us. We love getting all of your feedback, and it's been picking up like crazy. So thank you again for all that. And on that note, I'd like to welcome James Snyder and Lucas Kane. They are the founders of Pickle Your Mind. Welcome, guys.
Hey, Greg. Hey, Bridgie. Thanks for having us. Good to be here.
Good to be here. Thanks for having us.
Of course. We're super excited to hear more about Pickle Your Mind. But before we jump into it, I want to do just a quick little toast to your new pickleball endeavor, which is Pickle Your Mind.
I like it.
Cheers.
Cheers. Thank you.
So for our listeners or our viewers, James may sound or look familiar, and that's because he's been on our show before, but he was joined by somebody else at that time. James was a part of Pickle Bros, but since then he's kind of switched gears a little bit, but I'll allow him to kind of explain to us what happened, the direction he's headed, and who his new partner is over here.
Wait a second. James, did you drop your brother?
No, not at all.
It's a new thing. The part didn't get dropped.
Not at all. I certainly don't look the same though, Bridgie. I think the beard's coming in, hair's a little shorter. But no, I mean, as unfortunately our, you know, our account got hacked for the Pickle Bros, but I think it was kind of a realization that the social media influencer status was a lot more difficult than it might come off to some people, and to reflect on, you know, what we really loved about the game. So Mark and I are still playing and training. We just do so a little more quietly. And I've been able to kind of redirect some energy into this new endeavor that I'm so excited about. I'm joined by my childhood best friend and co-founder Lucas here. And together we created Pickle Your Mind about 5 or 6 months ago now, and have been growing it, and really excited to chat more about it today.
So Lucas, you're really his brother just from another mother, right? If you guys are childhood friends, it must seem like you guys are brothers.
Yeah, if you ask my mom, James is the fourth son. So
and vice versa.
Very much, yeah. Right, yeah. Both families of three boys. So yeah, I've known James since kindergarten. We'll have to shoot you guys that picture to feature that one. It's us in some Cub uniforms playing baseball together.
Cute. Yeah, we need to see that.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's been great to reconnect with James in this way. Obviously, we've stayed in touch. We're still best friends to this day. But yeah, really excited about Pickle Your Mind. This was something that James came to me probably just under a year ago, back in August of 23. So he's been marinating in this idea, and I got cued in then. And ever since then, we've kind of hit the ground running, and yeah, very excited to share more. So
we need to, our founding date is a little messy. We should probably pin that down.
Oh yeah, we definitely need to pin that down.
For a long time, we first talked about it. I first verbalized it to Lucas in August, our first events in May. You know, we started the social media account, so we'll pick a date to officially say, but you know, something we've been working on exclusively probably for the last 6 months.
Well, James, tell us a little bit about, like, what's the mission of Pickle Your Mind? What are you guys doing?
Yeah, absolutely. At a high level, we are an organization dedicated to bringing awareness to mental health and mental health resources through pickleball. I think anyone who's played the game could see the benefits firsthand from what pickleball could do for your mind, from just being active to being in a community and then to having some sort of competitive outlet. So we say, why not take it a step further? Let's use this awesome forum to start more conversations, to create even more meaningful community, and then be able to support some really cool organizations, raise some money and awareness along the way. So super excited about it. It was kind of something that clicked as soon as I hit the courts, maybe the second time. The first time I played, I was like, oh, well, maybe I'll make a run and see how good I can get. And the second time I played, I was like, this can also be a phenomenal forum to do some really cool stuff for some other people and for me, frankly, as well.
Yeah, it totally can. And, you know, we've also spoken to some people on the show who have benefited from pickleball for their mental health as well. So I think this is fantastic. Can you share with us a little bit more about where Pickle Your Mind is headed?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're a new organization, like we said, figuring out exactly where we want to go. But right now, very dedicated to starting that community around conversation. So our first big event will be May 18th. We'll be hosting a charity fundraiser tournament in the Denver, Colorado area. All the proceeds will be going to a wonderful non-for-profit, Erica's Lighthouse, who does mental health programming for schools. That would kind of be our first big event. You know, I have a million visions. Lucas and I laugh. Lucas saw my chicken scratch the first night we talked. And I don't know, Luke, was there like a 10-year plan on there or 20-year plan?
There was, I mean, it ranged out. I mean, it was like, you know, we had like a non-for-profit and then maybe like full career doing this for a job, making some cash from it. But like, really, we've kind of narrowed down like, okay, really what we want to focus on is, okay, how can we take pickleball, build a community that is kind of centered around a mission to start conversations about mental health and then see where we can go from there, whether it's providing resources to people to get treatment or, shedding down the scary layers of mental health discussions, you know, just going out playing pickle and seeing what we can do from there. So I remember that day that James shared this idea with me. I mean, it could have gone a million different ways, but for now we are very excited about, you know, starting small, starting focused with our first inaugural tournament. We have a wonderful partner in Erica's Lighthouse, and then we'll see kind of where it evolves from there.
Well, I think that you know, the cause and mental awareness, mental health awareness is so important. It's dear to both Bridgie and I. You know, my daughter is a psychology major. She's going to be making a career in helping people with mental health issues. So obviously, when the two of you came to us and said, hey, can we have a forum to talk about this? I think that was just easy. Like, yes. How quickly can we get you guys on? I mean, it means so much to us. Like, why does it mean something to the two of you? What's the tie-in to mental health for the two of you?
Yeah, no, for sure. And Greg, thank you, Richie, so much. I remember that call. I was like ready to pitch you guys and why we should be able to come on the show. And Greg was like, I'm gonna stop you right there. Like, y'all should. So I'm so grateful for this forum. But you know, I think, you know, there's definitely a personal journey for both of us. I can quickly go through mine, but it's, you know, been something that's affected my life my whole life, whether I knew it or not. I think I've started to realize more and more what it was as I've gotten older, and probably the stressors in my life have become more. I think when I moved to Denver, Colorado a year and a half ago, I had a new job, a new city, you know, trying to make new friends, and it uncovered a lot of, you know, pre-existing, you know, anxiety and stresses in my life. And like the first thing that I turned to when I moved there was pickleball. I'm so grateful for the people who brought me in, for my brother, for his friend Claire. And, you know, like so grateful for that. But it's really made, it's given me a new sense of energy to be able to have a competition, a competitive spirit, to make new friends, to feel this purpose, to be on my second pickleball endeavor already. But one, I think will make some really cool change. So super grateful for that. I know Lucas probably has his story as well.
Yeah. You know, I think back to the night that James, you know, this idea my way, and I remember talking to James, you know, when he was in Denver and struggling, frankly, and he started playing pickleball, and that was his thing, you know, and hearing that story and then thinking of my own mental health journey, you know, for me, my mental health struggles really came into the light in my college years. And when I started to reflect on it, I realized one of the most powerful, influential, and like changing things for me was being able to talk about my mental health with my best friends and how impactful that was for me and how like it just, it made my struggle so much more bearable when you feel like you can talk about it and, you know, let others in and shine light on it. So, you know, I just thought about if we could impact one person by giving them a forum to speak up about their own struggles, that would be enough for me. Because, you know, when I have those close friends in college where I was able to have that, why can't we do that for other people using the sport that we both love now? So that's really what has been driving me throughout this whole process, right? Is, you know, if it's one person, if it's 100 people, if it's 1,000 people, you know, however we can do it, making the impact and giving people a community and a place to speak up about their own struggles, but also just go have fun and play pickleball with it. You know, it doesn't have to be this dark, scary conversation. A lot of the times it's not that at all, you know? And so bringing this fun, competitive sport alongside discussing mental health, I think just goes hand in hand so well, and something that I think James and I can really help a lot of people.
Yeah, and I'll add to that too. You know, Lucas and I, everyone has a unique story, but unfortunately our stories aren't in the macro unique. And we saw a lot of people, I think especially through a pandemic, have mental health issues uncovered. And you see them through just those added macro stressors in people's lives. And I think that's, Lucas and I were in college together as well. We haven't been too far apart ever, but we saw that firsthand, and we saw friends going through it. We saw ourselves going through it in the mirrors. We saw family members and all the, you know, just people really close to us struggling. You know, like 90% of Americans believe there's a mental health crisis. So awareness is rising. It's 63% of Americans suffering with anxiety find no treatment at all. And so it's kind of startling facts, like the more you look at it, and it adversely affects also younger people, unfortunately, especially I think people in schools, just because some of the systems there that caused that COVID kind of uncovered as far as being remote and not having that social interaction. So something very passionate. I think we have a personal journey, and then also just from what we've seen in the world, you know, people struggling with it, makes this really dear to us.
Yeah, well, thank you for sharing your stories. And it's one thing to recognize or to notice that there's a problem in it, but it's another to do what the two of you are doing by coming together and trying to put together an organization that's going to address these issues. And like you said, at least just help one person out there. So, and yeah, I can't wait to see what more you two have. You are partnering your first event with Erica's Lighthouse. Can you tell us a little bit more about how you came in contact with Erica's Lighthouse and how that partnership was founded?
Absolutely. Super excited and grateful for Erica's Lighthouse and their partnership, this event. They are an organization founded in Lucas and I's hometown of Winnetka, Illinois. So an organization that we have known very for most of our lives, not all our lives, that is very knitted into our home community. And so it's definitely top of the short list. And we were thinking of amazing organizations to partner with. We were lucky to have a couple more conversations in the last few months with them and just to see their vision and think about our vision and where those aligned was, you know, basically in every point. So we're super excited to get to support them with all the net proceeds from our tournament. And they're just an amazing organization. I hope y'all can find out more. I think we have maybe a video. This could be a good time to hear what they say about their mission, but it's surely inspiring.
In 2004, a family faced tragedy that reverberated through the community. A vibrant young girl, Erica, was lost to her depression. But an idea turned into a rallying cry. Never again. This family, this community, would not be still. Tom and Ginny Newkrantz, with the support of family and friends, were determined to turn loss into action. With pen to paper, hearts to hearts, Erica's Lighthouse was founded. The goal was that no child should feel alone in their depression. Affecting one in five teens before adulthood, depression is the leading cause of suicide. It is also minimized and rarely discussed because of the stigma associated with the disease. This must change. Since the beginning, it has been about schools. It was about promoting informed, inclusive environments prepared to respond to the mental health needs of students. And from there, programs evolved and expanded with messages that resonate with the teens most impacted. Facts, guidance, and most importantly, hope.
Erica was just a normal kid. She could have been any kid. She did not struggle with depression all her life. It came on acutely within a year, and then she was gone.
Erica was a vibrant, beautiful 14-year-old, very intelligent, a member of the community, had lots and lots of friends, and we were stunned that an illness could get so bad that a young woman like that would take her life.
With a determination to create programs that would have educated and impacted Erica, the real work began.
Over the years, our programs have changed to meet the needs of students. When we began, the idea of mental health education in classrooms was almost revolutionary. It is so fulfilling to see the impact our efforts have had in changing conversations, not just within buildings, but within entire communities.
Today, Erica's Lighthouse is continuing the legacy that was first written down at the kitchen table in a time of tragedy, with lessons from the past and a vision toward the future. Erica's Lighthouse is breaking down barriers, reducing stigma, and transforming communities school by school.
Erica's Lighthouse is focused on four main areas to promote inclusive school cultures: classroom education, teen empowerment, family engagement, and school policy and staff development. Along with our partners, we are making an impact. Depression literacy, good mental health, help seeking, and supportive, trusted adults are vital for children to thrive.
From little things, big things grow. A pen to paper, a paper into a mission into a program into a movement.
Erica's Lighthouse was founded with big hopes in a small community along Chicago's North Shore. We began in a single middle school, and as Erica's friends moved to high school, we followed. As word of our mission spread, so did Erica's Lighthouse. Today, we are serving hundreds of thousands of students around the globe, and we are just getting started.
And so it goes, school by school, community by community, spreading a message of hope to teens around the world. It began as a way for a family and community to gather, to heal, and to make good on the promise of never again. But it has become so much more. A new rallying cry has emerged to get depression out of the dark, letting every teen know you are not alone.
What a fantastic cause. It's no wonder that the two of you gravitated to helping Erica's Lighthouse out. That's fantastic, both of you. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you. They're inspiring stuff, and we couldn't be more grateful to have the opportunity to put their logo as our beneficiary, because they are doing amazing work for people who need it. So very grateful for that.
So tell us a little bit about the event that you're going to put on to support them.
Yeah, we can switch gears and Rand can wipe the tears off and we can get to the fun stuff. We're super excited about this event. You know, one of our like submissions is to run the most fun pickleball events in the world. And we'll see how close we come. I played in, you know, a decent amount myself, so I know what can go well or what could go wrong. But we'll be hosting at the Apex pickleball courts out in Arvada, Colorado, just outside of Denver. You know, we'll be doing a round robin event, co-ed doubles. So find any partner you want. We'll do a beginner division all the way up to an advanced division. So really breaking down all the barriers, like come as you are, come if you've never played, come if you don't have a paddle, come if you're a pro, all good. And we're going to just have a great time. We'll be doing, as I said, beginner through expert with an advanced 4.0, 3.5, and 3.0 in between as well. It'll be a really fun morning. We'll have some auction items. We'll have DJ music. We'll have just really good vibes, frankly. I think that's the best way to describe it.
That's a great way to describe it.
I think that's what we're going for. Really great vibes all morning long. And then we'll, have some sort of reception after party afterwards as well. So really just trying to cherry pick all the best parts of the tournament, try to take down all the boring or the bad barriers that might come up as you find, or like elimination brackets or, variable start times or whatever it might be, and kind of just pull all the best pieces out to make sure everyone has a really fun time and that we can have as many people involved as possible.
That's amazing. It was definitely important for us to make the tournament as accessible as possible. The funny part of this whole story is that when James came to me with this idea, I had never touched a pickleball court in my life. So I was like, this is great. Like, I'm in, but like, I need to learn how to play pickle. since then I've been, I can't stop playing, I love it. And I play here in Chicago. So that was important to us, right? Is we knew that there were going to be people that were passionate about our mission and what we were trying to do. And so if you've never played, we're hoping to, open the tournament with a little instructional, kind of the basics for anyone who's never played before. But also, making it super competitive for those 4-0, 4-5 people who want to go bang it around. Really focusing on creating good vibes, like James said, and making it accessible and fun for all skill levels.
Yeah, well, I have to say, I am very impressed that you went all in on this with never having played pickleball before. You're like, yeah, sign me up, but also now teach me how to play pickleball.
Right.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I'm very persuasive, apparently.
Yeah.
Well, it's not like you got to twist too many arms to get people to enjoy playing pickleball, right?
I mean, that's right. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
I think, James, to make it really exciting at the event, do people get a chance to play against you and your brother?
I don't know. I think there'll be better people than me there. So, you should go seek them out. At least that's the goal. I don't know. I'll be around, deciding if I'm playing or not, TBD, probably more of the organizing role, but it's hard to keep me off the court. So I'll have to figure that one out, Greg.
Well, tell everybody how they can sign up for it. Give them the dates. Give everybody the information.
So one day and one day only, May 18th. It's a Saturday. Like I said, just outside of Denver, Colorado. I know my Denver people have probably played at Apex before. Awesome venue. Huge thanks to Apex Parks and Recreation as well for the courts or, helping us get the courts. And you can find us on Pickleball Brackets. We're like that. We're official. You can, you can search us. So go to Pickleball Brackets. You can find our tournament and sign up. $55 per person. And we're hoping majority of that entry fee will be a direct donation, whatever's after covering the costs. And then you can also find us on social media. We're at Pickle Your Mind. You'll find a big link tree in our bio, which will have the pickleball brackets. It will have our direct donation page for Erica's Lighthouse. So if you can't make the event or want to donate, privately on your own, you can find our page and donate to support our cause directly. And all those proceeds obviously go directly towards Erica's Lighthouse. And then you can just find more about who we are. So follow us there, find our tournament on pickleball brackets, text me, call me, whatever you got to do. I'm just excited to get as many people in this event as possible.
Sounds good. And Lucas, I got to ask you before I let you go, since you're a kind of a newbie to the game of pickleball, what do you love most about pickleball?
You know, that's a great question. I would say my favorite thing about pickleball is going out with like some of your best friends and then playing against brand new people. There's always people at the pickleball courts where you're playing with your friends, you've played 3 games or so, you meet some new people, they're either like better than you, and then you're like, ah, man, I got to work harder, or maybe you smoke them, or maybe it's just like an even matchup. But meeting new people on the pickleball courts, I think, is one of the greatest things, and something that I've gotten to do a lot here in Chicago, especially with, the various leagues and tournaments that I've done. Swapping digits, getting more people to, go play with on a Saturday or something. Just the community aspect of anyone who is playing is out there to have fun and also get competitive. So I would say that's kind of been my favorite thing about the sport so far.
That's great. We are so excited to see where Pickle Your Mind goes. And I want to do one more toast, our third shot of the evening. We got to refill this here.
Yeah, we got to reload.
I did not pace myself.
When I say I was loaded, I don't know how people take that, but I was ready to take my third shot.
Oh, he's got a drop left for us.
Well, let's toast to Erica's Lighthouse and Pickle Your Mind. Fantastic job, guys. Really.
Yes, truly.
Here we are.
Thank you for having us.
And anybody wants to learn more about Erica's Lighthouse, their website is ericaslighthouse.org. So make sure you do the .org. And it's Erica spelled E-R-I-K-A-S, lighthouse.org. So please go check them out. Look for Pickle Your Mind on the social media. They are blowing up all over the place, and we are so excited to get as many people. If you're listening to this show, get signed up. Denver's beautiful that time of the year, so you're going to have a great time, and it's for a great cause. So I hope everybody can get out there and enjoy the event.
Hope to see you there. Thank you. Yeah.
You got it. Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. And thank you so much for both of you joining us and sharing your journeys, because that's what really means something, that, we're all just kind of going through it, right? And pickleball means so much to all of us and is helping us. It's not easy, but pickleball really helps us through life. It's amazing what the sport has been doing for all of us. And thank you for doing it. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Bridgie and I will continue to share our personal journeys, and boy, do we have a lot of them. So special thanks to both Lucas and James for coming on today. Please go check out their Instagram account, @PickleYourMind. Please sign up to the event. I guarantee you guys are going to have fun. And continue supporting our show by subscribing, and we promise to have more amazing guests just like James and Lucas in future episodes. So let's continue to share our enjoyment of the game, our love for the game, and grow this pickleball community. See you next time on Third Shot Podcast.